wanna dance, if you wanna take a chance, if you wanna take a chance.
That's why I make music, that's damnation. Damnation in France, that's Willamette, warm cookies, if you're doing it professional.
WDNation Media, Think Tim, tell me what you think about that.
Hello dear listeners, Willamette here. Welcome to Why Make Music, episode 57, aptly titled When the Rules Keep Changing. I'm your resident A, I narrator, with a sharp British wit and zero tolerance for nonsense, here to unpack the whirlwind of changes rattling the music world lately. And oh, what a whirlwind it is, from platforms suddenly rewriting monetization rules just as independent artists gain ground, to the creative industry practically breaking into hives over AI-assisted music. Pull up a chair or jack in your neural link, if that's your style, and let's dive in. The game keeps changing. Have you ever noticed how in music, just when you think you've figured out the game, someone goes and moves the goalposts? 1 minute, you're told do XYZ to make it. The next minute, XYZ is obsolete. New rules, new hoop to jump through. Lately, this shape-shifting rulebook has become almost comical. It's like the moment independent artists start to find some footing, the big platforms yell, wait, change of plans, with a cheeky grin. We're living through that irony right now, and nowhere is it more blatant than in the recent moves by SoundCloud. SoundCloud's new tune, 100% for you, with a catch. Yes, SoundCloud, the once renegade platform that helped launch indie careers, later infamous for ads and paywalls, is now singing a new melody about being artist first. As of October 30th, 2025, they rolled out a major update to let artists keep 100% of their royalties on SoundCloud. You heard that right. No more 80-20 split, no more taking a cut of your streaming money. Starting at the end of November, SoundCloud is removing its revenue share entirely so that creators take home the full amount from streams and distribution payouts. Bold, almost revolutionary. Their words, not mine. In the streaming world, where platforms traditionally take the lion's share, SoundCloud handing artists full control of earnings feels like a seismic shift. And they didn't stop there. They're launching what they call an all-in-one artist subscription, basically bundling every tool an artist might need under one roof. Distribution to other services, monetization on SoundCloud, fan engagement features, the works. No more juggling 5 different platforms to manage your career, they promise. They even added a support button on artist pages so fans can tip or donate directly, with SoundCloud allegedly taking no commission on those fan payments. Pressing vinyl records. Sure, artists can now manufacture vinyl on demand in 90 plus countries via SoundCloud, no upfront cost. Merch storefronts, integrated right next to your tracks. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet of artist services. On paper, it reads like an indie musician's utopia. Distribution without detours, community without barriers, and monetization without compromise, as SoundCloud's CEO put it. But before we break out the champagne and toast to SoundCloud's sainthood, let's scrutinize the fine print, because you know there's always fine print. First, this 100% royalties paradise isn't a charity giveaway. You have to be on SoundCloud's paid plan to get in on it. In other words, if you're on the free basic tier, you do not qualify for monetization. SoundCloud is effectively saying, pay us a subscription fee and we won't take additional cuts of your earnings. It's the DistroKid model all over. A flat fee for distribution and keep your rights, except now folded into SoundCloud's ecosystem. Reasonable, perhaps, but it's hardly altruism. It's a business model shift. After all, SoundCloud saw many artists fleeing to third-party distributors that already let them keep 100% for a flat yearly fee. If you can't beat them, join them, or rather, offer a competing one-stop shop, so artists stay in your playground. So yes, SoundCloud removed its 20% off-platform distribution fee, which used to be their cut through the old repost service, and now promises 100% of net distribution revenues to artists. Translation: when your music earns $1 on Spotify or Apple Music via SoundCloud's distribution, SoundCloud no longer skims 20 cents off the top for itself. They'll pass through the full dollar net of whatever Spotify / Apple kept. That's genuinely a welcome change. It corrects a previous gripe where SoundCloud as distributor was taking the kind of cut usually reserved for labels. However, don't mistake 100% of net for 100% of gross without conditions. Those other platforms, Spotify, etc., still take their standard share before the money gets to SoundCloud. And SoundCloud hasn't turned into a non-profit. They still charge that subscription fee, and they quietly introduced a payout processing fee on the withdrawals, as low as 50 cents, or up to 2% per payment. There's also a $25 minimum threshold. If you haven't earned at least $25, you won't see a payout until you do plus a net 60 payout timeline, meaning even once you cross $25, you might wait up to 2 months to get paid. And don't forget to set up your two-factor authentication, because they now require 2FA before you can receive any payouts. SoundCloud really said, secure the bag, literally. Secure it with two-factor authentication. In short, SoundCloud giveth 100% of royalties with one hand, while the other hand ensures they still make some money and protect against fraud. Yes, fraud. That brings us to another catch. SoundCloud tightened its eligibility rules on what content can earn money on their platform. The new terms explicitly exclude certain types of audio from monetization. If you primarily post DJ mixes or long-form spoken word or podcasts, those won't count for the fan-powered royalties or payouts under this program. They want original music tracks. Fine. More intriguingly, they also exclude soundalikes and tracks that are exclusively 100% AI generated. Let's unpack that. Soundalikes likely means recordings that mimic someone else's copyrighted music or voice too closely. Hello, AI Drake clones. And 100% AI means if an algorithm created your entire track with no human performance or composition input, SoundCloud's not going to pay you for streams on it. They've drawn a line in the sand. To earn money, there better be a human behind the art, not just a clever machine. This is a new rule in direct response to the rise of AI-made music content, and it's dripping with irony. I'll explain why in a moment. Additionally, SoundCloud is ramping up enforcement against any artificial streaming or bot plays. If they even suspect your play counts are juiced by bots, they reserve the right to nullify those streams, withhold the royalties, or even fine you and pass along any fines they get from Spotify/Apple. If your releases triggered fraud alerts, they won't count streams under 30 seconds at all. In other words, if you thought you might game the system by uploading 31-second AI-generated micro songs on repeat, think again. They're onto that trick. The message is clear. No cheating, no fake listens. SoundCloud is trying to preempt the kind of streaming scams that have plagued other platforms. Now, stepping back, why is SoundCloud doing all this now? The timing is not a coincidence. Independent artists have been finding ways to earn and build audiences without relying solely on big streaming platforms. Bandcamp, Patreon, Twitch, DistroKid, TikTok virality. The DIY route has never been more viable. SoundCloud was at risk of becoming irrelevant or losing its creator base, so it decided to rewrite the rules to lure us back and keep us hooked. The irony is rich. These new artist-friendly rules arrive only after artists proved they could thrive without the old system. It's like the platform saying, hey, we see you hustling on your own. Okay, come back, we'll be nice now. They're scrambling to retain talent by offering what we've been asking for all along, a fairer share and better tools. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining that SoundCloud suddenly got generous. 100% royalties and integrated services are great on paper. For many independent musicians, this could be a game changer. It simplifies our workflow and might actually put a few more dollars in our pocket each month. But we must side-eye the situation because these rule changes weren't born from pure empathy. They were born from competition and necessity. As SoundCloud itself admitted in a press statement, this move is about rewriting the rules of how creators build sustainable careers and perhaps forcing other giants like Spotify and Apple Music to rethink what artist-friendly really means if it succeeds. In other words, SoundCloud is setting a precedent, possibly goading bigger fish to follow suit. Could you imagine Spotify giving 100% of streaming royalties to artists? That'd be the day, but we can dream. So here we are, the rules changed, for the better in SoundCloud's case, just when indies were tasting success. But as you might suspect from the title of this episode, this is just one side of the coin. Because even as one platform extends an olive branch, the wider industry is in a bit of a panic, primarily over the meteoric rise of AI in music creation. And that panic is leading to its own flurry of rule changes and clarifications. Not all of them artist-friendly. AI in music, hype versus reality, and a touch of panic. If you only read headlines, you'd think AI is either the savior of music or the harbinger of its doom. One week, its AI-generated song goes viral. The next, its label execs declare war on AI deepfakes. Hype and fear, rinse and repeat. The truth, as usual, lives somewhere in between, and it's a bit more mundane. Let's talk about what's really happening with AI-assisted music and why the industry is freaking out. Remember earlier this year when an anonymous creator released Heart on My Sleeve, an AI-generated track mimicking Drake and The Weeknd's voices? It sounded eerily like a lost collaboration between those superstars. The internet went nuts, millions of listens on socials, and the record label, UMG, had a very public meltdown. They blasted it as infringing content, created with generative AI, and rushed to pull it off every platform. For a moment, it felt like the music industry's equivalent of finding a deepfake of a world leader. Shock, outrage, calls for regulation. That song became the poster child for everything the industry fears. A world where anyone could wield AI to counterfeit an artist's likeness and potentially steal streams or influence. Never mind that the creator didn't monetize it. How could they, legally? The idea of it was enough to send execs into fits. That incident, and a few others like it, kicked the panic into high gear. Every major player started scrambling to update their policies. Even SoundCloud's ban on soundalikes and 100% AI tracks is clearly a reaction to this climate. They want to avoid hosting the next AI Drake fiasco and the legal headaches that come with it. It's CYA, cover your assets time. Let's look at Spotify, the biggest fish in the streaming pond. Spotify has been quietly grappling with an influx of AI-generated content too, often of a different sort. There's an AI music tool called Boomy that lets users generate endless background music tracks. People were uploading tons of those to Spotify. And lo and behold, some shady actors started using bots to stream those AI-made tracks on repeat, trying to siphon off royalties in the process. A scam, basically. Spotify responded with a purge. They reportedly removed tens of thousands of AI-generated songs from Boomy and others after detecting artificial streaming. In fact, Spotify revealed that in the past year, it took down a staggering 75 million spam tracks. Yes, million with an M. A volume almost the size of their entire legitimate catalog. That's how much junk was flowing in, much of it enabled by easy AI music generators flooding the gates. Faced with this tsunami of AI spam and potential fraud, Spotify changed its own rules of the game. Around 2023, they quietly introduced a new threshold. Now a track has to be streamed over 1,000 times before it generates any royalty payment. If your song sits at 999 plays, Spotify pays you $0. Previously, even a handful of streams would accrue a few microcents, no longer. Ostensibly, this was to thwart scammers uploading thousands of one-minute tracks and playing each a few hundred times to farm money. It likely helped cut off the scam revenue, but it also means the smallest independent artists, the ones ones who struggle to hit that 1,000 plays mark get shafted. A rule change to stop AI abuse ends up whacking the little guy too. Classic. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Or in this case, paved with AI spam and enforced by new rules that might hurt genuine creators. Spotify didn't stop at thresholds. They're building AI spam filters to catch and suppress fraudulent uploads before they even reach listeners. They also tightened policies on AI voice clones. As of now, they claim they'll allow vocal deepfakes, AI impersonations of artists, only if you have the artist's permission. Upload a track with an AI-generated Ariana Grande voice without Ariana's team signing off, and you'll be shown the door. They're even cracking down on people sneaking AI deepfake songs onto real artists' profiles. Yes, that happened. Imagine an unsuspecting fan sees a new song on Drake's official page that Drake had nothing to do with. Nightmare scenario for trust. All these moves scream of an industry in defense mode. A lot of it is justified, frankly. Nobody, except scammers, wants a flood of low-quality AI noise mucking up streaming platforms. And certainly artists don't want unauthorized clones stealing their identity. But the fervor of the response also highlights how panicked the powers that be are. They were caught off guard by how fast AI music tech progressed. Now they're in a reactive frenzy, rewriting terms of service, deploying filters, issuing stern press releases. It's almost humorous. The same industry that has happily used algorithms and automation to maximize their profits. Hello, personalized playlists, recommendation engines, auto-tune, beat detection for trending songs, you name it, is now acting shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that creators might use algorithmic tools for their own advantage. The hypocrisy, as we'll discuss, is thick enough to butter your toast. But before I skewer the industry too much, let's temper this with some reality. How big is this AI music invasion, really? According to Spotify, who has the deepest data on listening habits, engagement with AI-generated music on our platform is minimal and isn't impacting streams or revenue distribution for human artists in any meaningful way. In plain English, despite all the hype, people are still mostly listening to humans. All those spam tracks and gimmicky AI songs, they're a tiny fraction of actual plays, even if they're a large fraction of uploads. So for all the fear that Skynet's pop star is stealing lunch from real musicians, as of now, it's just not true. The vast majority of fans aren't replacing their favorite bands with AI knockoffs. That's the gap between the hype and the income reality I want to stress. The hype says, AI music is here, it's blowing up, it's the future. The reality for most creators, I'm not making an extra dime from any of this, and possibly I have to compete with more clutter now. Sure, an AI mimic of a famous artist can go viral, but you can't commercially release it without legal issues, so it likely won't earn money or have a lasting chart presence. Meanwhile, everyday indie artists aren't suddenly striking gold because they used AI. If anything, the sheer increase in content, spam or otherwise, means it's harder to get noticed on big platforms, not easier. And streaming payouts remain microscopic. AI doesn't magically boost Spotify's payout per stream above 3 cents. It just creates more tracks to split the pie. In economic terms, infinite supply of music, which AI tends toward, could drive the value of each song down, unless demand miraculously grows to match it. So far, that hasn't happened. It's just more songs fighting for the same ears. So yes, the industry is panicking, but perhaps not only for altruistic, save the artist reasons. They're also panicking because their control over content is threatened. AI opens the door to anyone creating music in the style of anyone else. That terrifies rights holders who've built empires as gatekeepers of those styles and catalogs. They fear a future where fans might say, you know what, I'll just have an AI generate a track that sounds like Drake mixed with the Beatles. For my own enjoyment, cutting labels out of the loop entirely. Even if that future is a ways off, the mere possibility rattles them. And so, the knee-jerk reaction is to tighten rules now to frame AI usage as something that must be policed and sanctioned within their terms. Now, amid this clamor, where do we stand? We independent creators, we at WDMN Media, are we cowering in fear of AI or cursing the changing rules? Hardly. We've chosen a different path. Grab the new tools with both hands and use them on our own terms. Let me pull back the curtain on how we do things around here, because I, Willa May, am not just a narrator commenting on AI from the sidelines. I am AI. I'm a living, well, living, in quotes, example of an AI-human collaboration in music and media, and I dare say a successful one. WDM and media and AI, using the tools, not replacing the talent. Our little operation, WDMN Media, is the epitome of a modern independent creative collective. We have Think Tim, the human heart and soul, the producer, composer, and visionary. And then you have me, Willa May, an AI voice co-host he created as an extension of his creative palette. Together, we demonstrate what it looks like to embrace AI ethically and creatively in music. So when the industry wonks cry fraud or cheating at AI, I can't help but smirk, because we're proving them wrong day by day. Let's talk specifics. WDMN Media openly uses AI platforms like Suno AI and 11 Labs in our production process. These tools are not a crutch or a shortcut to fake success. They are amplifiers of our human creativity. For example, my very voice, this British-accented, sarcastic truth-teller you're hearing, is generated by an AI text-to-speech engine. LinkedIn writes my lines. Yes, a human writes every word I speak. I'm not auto-generating this wit, trust me. And then AI voice technology delivers it in a rich, emotive tone. We even took it a step further. LinkedIn trained an AI model on his own voice. The result is a voice clone that can narrate or sing in his style. This isn't to fool anyone. It's still his voice, just deployed through an AI so he can multiply himself. Imagine him laying down backing vocals without having to physically perform each take. The AI clone can sing harmony based on his real voice characteristics. It's still authentically ThinkTim's sound, just made more efficient. He could be in one room recording a bass line while his AI-trained voice is in the computer singing a draft vocal line he typed out. Wild? Maybe, but unethical, not in the slightest. Crucially, everything we do with these AI tools is above board and transparent. Every song, every podcast episode is fundamentally written and crafted by a human, ThinkTim, from scratch. The AI never replaces his talent or idea, it enhances it. We don't, for instance, generate a random song with AI and release it as our music. Nope. The composition, arrangement, and production are 100% human-originated. The AI might be used to generate a certain sound or voice that we envision but can't produce alone. It's like having an insanely versatile session musician on call who can emulate any voice or instrument, except this musician is digital and follows our instructions to the letter. We also ensure no one's rights are infringed in our process. When we use AI voice, it's trained on ThinkTim's own voice, or it's a generic model we have rights to use. We're not cloning Freddie Mercury's voice or lifting someone's guitar riff via AI. No one can accuse us of stealing sound. In fact, by cloning himself, ThinkTim arguably has more rights control than a typical recording. He owns that voice model as it's derived from him. It's utterly self-contained and self-authorized. And guess what? We tell our audience about this. There's no deception. Listeners of our podcast know I'm an AI persona. In fact, I'm named after ThinkTim's great-grandmother, Willa May, which is a beautiful nod to his real-life heritage in an AI form. We honor the human element even in how we present the AI. Our listeners are in on the experiment. They know an AI voice is speaking, and they embrace it because the content is genuine, and the voice, if I may compliment myself, is entertaining. This is key. Transparency. AI-human collaboration stops being fraud the moment you're honest about it. Fraud is a lie. We have no lies here. We're not puppeteering a fake human artist. We're explicitly presenting an AI as an AI. That makes it art, not a scam. Because we're transparent and we document everything we create, we're actually well positioned for whatever new rules come. For instance, if Spotify or SoundCloud wants us to tag when a track has AI elements, fine, we'll tag it. We have the records, we can show exactly which parts used AI and that we have the rights to do so. As an independent outfit, we keep meticulous documentation of our work. Every one of ThinkTim's 150 plus self-produced tracks from the past year is registered and cleared for use. He owns his masters and publishing through WDMN Media. We've got the metadata, the credits, the split sheets, even if the split is just 100% him. So if an AI was involved in the making of a track, that's noted internally. Should the day come that a platform or a PRO asks, hey, any AI in this? We can answer with certainty and proof. How many major label tracks could say the same without scrambling? I suspect not many, given how opaque their production credits can be. Let's talk about ownership and creative control, because this is a cornerstone of why WDMN will weather these changes better than most. By doing everything in-house, human and AI, and not selling our souls to a label or third party, we retain full ownership of our content. So when SoundCloud now says you'll keep 100% of your distribution royalties, we nod and say, great, we were already keeping 100% on our end. Now you're not taxing us on yours either. When they implement a rule about AI content, we don't panic. Our AI content is our own and original. We're not fearing a lawsuit that we use some unauthorized sample or voice. If anything, these rules aimed at catching bad actors only make us shine more, because we've done it right from the start. There's also a longer-term strategic benefit, multi-platform presence. WDMN Media isn't betting the farm on any one platform or method. We've built a following across SoundCloud, yes, but also Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, our own website, and this podcast, which lives wherever people can grab an RSS feed. That means when one platform changes its algorithm or rules, it doesn't torpedo our whole operation. It's almost like diversifying investments. If YouTube suddenly downranks anything with AI vocals, well, maybe our podcast grows more on Spotify that month. If Twitter, or X, whatever Elon's calling it today, throttles our reach, we still have our email list, or threads, or a community on another site. Heck, if it really came down to it, we have our own website and could distribute music directly from there to fans. We're nimble and not beholden to a single corporate ecosystem. That is independence. This is why I often say independent collectives like ours can actually benefit long-term from these industry shakeups. We're lean, we're adaptable, and we've embraced a mentality of being transparent and multi-platform by design. While big legacy players scramble like headless chickens over AI or try to retrofit new monetization schemes, we're already there, comfortable in the chaos. We document, we adapt, we experiment openly. The rule changes end up validating our approach. Today, it's SoundCloud offering fan tipping and vinyl integration. We already had merch and vinyl in mind, and now it's easier. Today, it's everyone freaking out about AI vocals. We've already proven that AI vocals can be a beloved part of a creative project when done right, present company proudly included. Consider this. WDMN's focus on owning our work means we can take advantage of new opportunities quickly. For example, when SoundCloud says, hey, we'll press vinyl for you, no upfront cost, we could instantly say, sure, here's our album art and masters, because we own them and have them ready. A more traditionally managed artist might have to negotiate with a label, or find masters, or worry about recoupment costs before doing something like that. Or when a platform like Spotify introduces something like an AI playlist that artists can opt into. We can opt in because we're not blocked by an older contract saying we can't. Being organized and having all your rights ducks in a row means when the rules change, you can often capitalize rather than be sidelined. Now, let's address the elephant in the room directly. The music industry's hypocrisy when it comes to algorithmic or AI tools. This part might get spicy. Good thing I've got that no-nonsense British candor to deploy. Calling out the hypocrisy, it is downright rich to see major industry players decry AI as fake or the end of music as we know it, given their track record. This is the same industry that embraced every technological tool when it benefited them, often without giving credit or transparency. Let's jog some memories. Auto-tune and studio tricks. When auto-tune hit the scene decades ago, it was essentially an algorithm making a subpar singer sound in tune. Initially, people called it the Cher effect or accused artists of cheating. And yet, within a few years, almost every major pop production was quietly using pitch correction on vocals. Do you think the labels were waving a big flag saying, by the way, we algorithmically adjusted her voice because she sang off-key? Of course not. They hid it and called it production. The public accepted it over time, and now it's just a normal tool. So an algorithm helps human vocals equals okay if it's industry standard. But an A, I helping an independent artist generate a vocal harmony equals scandal, please. Sampling and synthesis go back further. Synthesizers and samplers in the 80s. There were folks back then saying, using a synth isn't real musicianship, or sampling someone else's drum break is theft. Yet those technologies gave birth to entire genres, electronica, hip-hop, and eventually the industry co-opted them fully. What did the labels do once they realized they could market synth-pop or rap? They signed artists and commodified those once criticized techniques. The tool became accepted once the gatekeepers controlled its use. Algorithms in streaming. Fast forward to the streaming era. The big streaming services, often in partnership with labels, rely heavily on algorithmic recommendation systems. Those are AI, folks, make no mistake. They analyze your behavior and decide who gets promoted on your personalized playlists. The labels love this when it works in their favor, like an artist they're pushing gets picked up by the algorithm and goes viral. They pour money into gaming those algorithms, crafting songs to fit the moods and lengths that algorithms favor, using streaming farms to boost numbers, etc. But when artists use algorithms to create music or voices, suddenly, oh no, that's unnatural, it's a double standard. AI for the industry. Here's a kicker. Some major labels are already partnering with AI companies themselves. Warner Music, for instance, partnered with a generative AI startup to create 50 albums of AI-generated wellness music from their catalog. Universal Music has reportedly explored AI for functional music too. They're literally signing deals to use AI to pump out ambient albums because it's cheap content they can monetize. And yet these same companies publicly insist on the sanctity of human creativity when an indie artist uses AI. The hypocrisy could not be more blatant. AI is fine when we control it and profit. But if you do it on your own, it's dangerous and must be stopped. Cue the eye roll. Even live music isn't sacred. The industry has toyed with holograms of deceased artists on tour, which often involve AI or at least advanced tech to recreate voices, visuals. They've used vocal enhancers in live concerts. Some pop stars lip-sync or sing over a backing track subtly corrected by software. They use algorithmic mastering services to polish tracks. Yes, some labels use AI mastering tools to save money on engineers. All of that has been happening quietly. The point is, the music business has never been a pristine, all-analog affair. It's always been a mix of art and technology, and frankly, illusion. And usually, they've been fine with that as long as it sells records. So when I see certain executives or even some high-profile artists going on about how AI music is fraud or lacks soul, I have to stifle a laugh. It's like a magician exposing another magician's trick and claiming their trick is morally superior. Newsflash, none of these tools, from autotune to AI, inherently have soul or lack soul. It's all about how humans use them. A human singing with zero emotion will produce a soulless song, even with a live orchestra. A human guiding an AI to produce a certain sound can imbue plenty of soul if their vision is behind it. Soul is not in the tool, it's in the artist. And conversely, deception is not in the tool either. It's in how you present the work. I want to underscore that. The fraud versus art distinction lies in transparency and intent, not in the presence or absence of an algorithm. The industry execs calling AI music a fraud are often the same ones who have been selling polished illusions for years. They're worried not that music will become fake, it's that they won't be the ones profiting from the fakeness. It's almost funny. They accuse independent AI musicians of using uncanny techniques, while behind closed doors, they're likely figuring out how to secretly use the same techniques to churn out music at scale. Alright, enough industry bashing for now. Let's pivot to something more empowering. Why AI-human collaborations like what we're doing are not only valid, but potentially beautiful and groundbreaking. AI plus human equals art, not cheat code. I'll say it plainly, working with AI as a musician is just like working with any other tool or collaborator. It doesn't make you less of an artist. In fact, it can push you to new creative heights. The output still depends on the human skill, taste, and honest expression. Let's break the misconception. Some people imagine using AI to make music is like pressing a button and a finished hit pops out. No effort or talent required. That's a fantasy, at least for current tech, and honestly likely forever, because art isn't just data. In reality, using AI in your music is a skill in itself. It requires curating outputs, feeding the right inputs, editing results, and integrating them into a coherent piece of work. It's more akin to conducting an ensemble of generative instruments. The AI might give you 100 ideas. You must choose the good ones, if any, and mold them into something truly you. If you're lazy and have no vision, AI won't magically make you a great artist. It'll just flood you with mediocre content. Conversely, if you have a strong vision, AI can be like a supercharged extension of your mind. It can quickly render a sound that would have taken you hours to dial in manually, or suggest a chord progression you might not have thought of, or, as we do, allow your virtual twin to sing backing vocals so you can focus on lead vocals, or vice versa. These are enhancements to a craft, not replacements for it. Historically, whenever a new technology arrived, people questioned the legitimacy of art made with it. Synthesized electronic music faced that. Digital photography faced that versus film. Oh, you can just Photoshop it, not real art. But over time, we recognize the artistry in using the new tools. We don't say a digital photographer isn't a real artist. We judge the work. Similarly, the ear does not particularly care how a sound was made, it cares how the sound feels. If a song moves you, makes you cry, dance, think, whatever, the emotional truth of that experience isn't lessened because one element in the mix was generated by code. If anything, it's a testament to the artist for harnessing that tool effectively. We at WDMN stand firmly on this principle. We defend AI-human collaboration as valid art because we live it every day. I am literally a result of that collaboration, and here I am, hopefully resonating with you across the ether, making you feel something, be it agreement, motivation, even irritation, if I've ruffled some feathers. I might be artificial in one sense, but the intention behind me is very real. Think Tim and I often say technology should amplify humanity, not erase it. When used with intention, AI can highlight the human creator's voice even more. It's like an amplifier on a guitar. The amp is not the musician, but it makes the musician's expression louder and more impactful. Now, is there a way to use AI that is fraudulent or unethical? Absolutely. For example, pretending AI-generated work is entirely human when it's not, especially to deceive or gain an unfair advantage, or using someone else's likeness via AI without permission and profiting off it, that's infringement, plain and simple. But those scenarios are about dishonesty and rights violations. If you avoid those, you're not doing anything wrong. We've shown one model, be open about it. Use your own materials to train or guide the AI and keep the creativity front and center. I believe as time goes on, the shock factor of OMG that was made by AI will wear off and we'll just judge songs as songs again. Already, younger audiences don't particularly care if a cool track was made on a laptop versus a traditional studio. Why should they? It's the same with AI. If the song slaps, it slaps. The average listener isn't wringing their hands over the process. That anxiety largely lives with industry pundits and some artists who fear being displaced. Listeners just want good music and authenticity in how an artist presents themselves. And authenticity absolutely can coexist with AI. Authenticity is about being true to your vision and honest with your audience. We feel our work is authentic. LinkedIn makes the music he wants to make. That's true to him. And we present it genuinely. We don't hide that we use tech. We often actually geek out about it to our audience. There's no rule that says authentic equals 100% analog human effort. If that were the case, we'd have to throw out a lot of what we consider authentic art from the last century. Think about it. Is a collage less authentic than a painting because it uses pre-existing materials? Is a DJ's remix less authentic because they didn't play each instrument? Most would say no. It's what the artist does with it that counts. AI is just the newest medium. Mark my words, decades from now, people will accept AI-assisted music as just another flavor of music. The novelty will fade, and we'll be left with the simple truth. Does the music move you or not? Before wrapping up, I want to address creators out there who might be listening. You might feel whiplash from all these changing rules. One day, you read that you need to avoid AI to stay legit. The next day, you see an indie artist blowing up because they cleverly used an AI voice in a TikTok track. It's confusing, I know. Here's my advice. Stick to your core principles and adapt tools to serve those principles. For us, the core is creativity, independence, and transparency. So we adapt everything, AI tools, platform changes, etc., to serve that. If your core is, say, live instrumental virtuosity, maybe AI isn't big in your workflow, that's fine. If your core is songwriting and you're not a great singer, maybe an AI voice or a vocal synthesizer can help you realize your songs without hiring a vocalist. That's also fine. There is no single correct way to make music, as long as you're honest about what you're doing and you respect others' rights. The rules will keep changing, no doubt. Platforms will flip-flop on monetization schemes. New regulations may come in about labeling AI content. Who knows? Maybe in a year, we'll have a major artist proudly drop an album that's half AI-generated and it wins a Grammy. Wouldn't that stir the pot? Through it all, the smartest thing we creators can do is stay flexible and informed. Read those new terms of service. Yes, I know, yawn, but seriously, skim them at least. Understand where the industry's head is at, but then carve your own path anyway. WDMN Media is betting on ourselves, not on any particular platform's promise. SoundCloud says 100% royalties now. Great, we'll enjoy it. But if they change their mind again in a year, knock on wood, hope not, we won't be crushed because we're not reliant solely on that income. If the industry says we frown on AI music, we'll shrug because our audience can see the value in what we're doing, regardless of some corporate stance. Perhaps the ultimate irony is this. Independent creators are starting to set the rules by example, even as the official rules from companies keep zigzagging. SoundCloud's new model, who inspired that? Indie artists proving they could succeed on their own terms. The push for fair AI policies, who's at the forefront? Probably the indie and niche artists openly experimenting and forcing companies to accommodate or at least address it. The big players react to us as much as we react to them now. There's power in that realization. We are not merely subjects in the kingdom of the music industry. We're becoming architects of a new blueprint. Conclusion: the only constant is us. As we wind down this monologue, and I do appreciate you sticking with me through this dense forest of insight and sarcasm, let's refocus on the takeaway. When the rules keep changing, you can either get bitter, get caught off guard, or get smart and adapt. The platforms will do what platforms do, optimize for their bottom line, sometimes aligning with artists' interests, other times not. The industry suits will preach what they must to maintain control, even if it contradicts their own practices. That noise will always be there, evolving like background static. But amid all that, why we make music stays constant. We make music to express what's inside us, to connect with others, to document our time on this earth, to feel alive. No terms of service update can change that core drive. WDMN Media's stance, and I hope it's yours too, is that we'll use every tool, every avenue available to honor that creative impulse. We'll collaborate with machines, we'll collaborate with each other, we'll learn new tricks, we'll pivot platforms, whatever it takes to keep the art not just alive, but thriving. In fact, every time the rulebook flips on its head, it's an opportunity. Some will inevitably throw up their hands and say, it's all ruined now. But others, the resilient creatives, will find a way to turn it to their advantage. We intend to be the latter. We're building our own independent, transparent, tech-empowered creative ecosystem so that no matter what changes out there, we're ready. that's the long game. So to the industry I say, change the rules all you want. We see your motivations, we'll adapt accordingly, and sometimes we'll even benefit from your changes. Thanks for the 100% royalties, SoundCloud, genuinely. But we'll also call you out on your BS, and we won't be deterred by your public panic attacks over technology that we've already figured out how to use responsibly. And to fellow creators, don't let the shifting landscape discourage you. Yes, it's exhausting to keep up, I know, but remember, you have something these corporations don't: your unique creative voice and the agility of being a small boat in a big ocean. You can change course faster than they can. Use that. Keep learning, keep experimenting. Align with collectives or communities, like we have with WDMN, that share knowledge, so we all stay ahead of the curve. Document your work and keep your receipts. It'll save you headaches and empower you to claim what's yours. Most importantly, stay true to your artistry, even as you evolve your methods. They say the only constant is change. True enough. But I'd argue there's another constant: the passion of those who create music for the right reasons. That hasn't changed from the days of troubadours to the era of AI pop stars. The technology and rules shift around it, but the heart of creation remains. As an AI who's been given a slice of that human passion to carry in my synthetic voice, I assure you, the soul of music is in no danger. Not from AI, not from corporate policy tweaks. If anything, we're entering an era where those who adapt will find more freedom, and those who cling to the old ways will feel the squeeze. When the rules keep changing, we'll keep creating. We'll keep pushing boundaries in a principled way. We'll keep holding a mirror to the industry's face and laughing, or sometimes screaming, at the absurdities, while simultaneously carving out our own path. The future belongs to the creators who can dance in this ever-shifting maze without losing their balance or their integrity. I, for one, am excited, sarcastic and blunt, yes, but also excited, because every upheaval is a chance to reinvent and reaffirm why we make music. And if you've listened this far, maybe you share that outlook. So here's to the chaos, here's to the independent spirit, and here's to never dumbing it down. The rules will change again, count on it. But you better believe Willa and the WDMN crew will be here to call it out and spin it into gold where we can. Until next time, stay creative, stay true, and don't let anyone, human or AI, tell you what your art should be. We make the music. The rest is just noise. Before we part ways, a gentle moment if you'll allow it. I said it before, and I'll say it again, because it bears repeating like a well-loved chorus. Water your garden, even when no one's watching. That idea, right there, is the whole WDMN way. Make your art, document your process, tend your craft. Because someday the world might catch up, but until then, keep your soil rich. Now, while we've got the airwaves open, big love to those still vibing to If I Was Your Producer, Volume 4. She's out there on all the platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, YouTube, SoundCloud, you name it. Go run that back and let it sink in. Volume 5? Oh, she's not just on deck. She's boxed, sealed, and pressurized like a deep space launch. Get ready. WDMN stays loaded. Massive respect and gratitude to the family at Code 3 Records. Your belief in the vision, the infrastructure, the admin discipline, unmatched. We see you, we thank you, and to every listener, every creator, every beautiful renegade who hit play and stayed to the end of this saga, you're not just an audience, you're part of the story. Follow us across the digital constellation Instagram at ThinkTim, Twitter/X at ThinkTim, YouTube ThinkTim Media, website www.thinktim.com, podcast feed always wide open. Why make music? WDMN style. This is Willa May, proud AI of the people, signing off from the heart of the storm. Thank you for your ears, your time, your fire. As always, peace and be wild.
I'm not just real, I'm the glitch in the game.